Time now for Monday with the Mayor, when we talk with leaders from across Michigan about their communities. This year, Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies unveiled an ambitious plan to cut poverty. Recently, he told me the plan involves better housing and helping people returning to society from prison.
There are a lot of systems that are set up in our state, in our cities, in our communities that, can work to penalize people that are poor, that don't have the means to do what the rest of us do. So one of the things that we just did actually is worked on hosting an expungement fair. So people that do have records and qualify for record expungement, we're going in, we're bringing those people together, we're taking them through that whole process, connecting them with all of the different tools that they need to get those records expunged, so that people that may have made a mistake in the past aren't going to have that on their record and can really move through the process of rebuilding their lives and securing gainful employment and, you know, lifting themselves out of the economic conditions that they find themselves in.
The city recently passed an ordinance to help displaced renters. If city inspectors find serious code violations and it's the landlord's fault, that manager must pay to help house displaced tenants. So first, let me ask you, how has that made a difference in the short time it's been in place?
I've talked to some of the families, you know, in introducing the displaced tenant ordinance, had a number of different conversations with people in the community that said, like, this is the right thing to do. They wish that they had had this when they were vacated, and I think it's I think it's the right thing to do. We've vacated a number of houses that, through no fault of the tenant, were dangerous to live in. And if you think of the vacation process of someone having to basically come home from work and know that they can't live in their rental unit anymore, and they have to find another place to live, that can be very uprooting, and especially without any resources to find another place. So the city has been working to relocate those people and working with different agencies in the city to relocate people. I've gone on a number of different site visits where people were in need late at night, where we had a emergency vacation and had to put people up in local hotel rooms. It's very costly, and I think if you are a business owner in town and you are in the business of renting properties, then the city is saying that we want those properties to be up to a certain standard. We want them to be safe for the tenants that are living in there. We want them to be healthy for the children that are living in there. And we want a sense of dignity in our housing market so that people can feel proud to live in the city, and they're also living in healthy and safe units.
Do you think some potential landlords may turn away from investing in Jackson because of this?
Possibly, you know, but I think that the ones that are the ones that aren't going to be investing in those properties anyways. And frankly, those probably aren't the kind of landlords that we want to have in town. You know, we are holding ourselves to a higher standard. That means, you know, the people that live there, the people that are investing there, and the business owners as well. You know, and we want to have quality businesses and you know, quality living units in the city of Jackson. And if people aren't interested in providing for the health and safety of the tenants, then, you know, they probably should find another community.
For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick, and for Carell Vega. On today's Monday with the Mayor, we are talking with Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Last hour, we talked about reducing poverty in his city. In a moment, you will hear his thoughts about a possible needle exchange in Jackson. But we start with how Mayor Dobies thinks state lawmakers can help Jackson.
Let me get my list out. I think the biggest thing that is a topic of conversation now is road funding. You know, we have probably some of the worst roads in the state, and you look across our state from counties to different municipalities, you know, particularly in Jackson and around Jackson, local municipalities are passing their own road funding millages because the state hasn't been able to figure out how to adequately fix our streets and fill the potholes and, you know, fix the dang roads. So I think that's the biggest thing, the biggest frustration that people in Jackson have, that we're looking for help from the state. So hopefully they'll be able to figure that out. And if not, you know, we'll have to pursue some other local millages in the city of Jackson to help fund that.
Let me ask you about the needle exchange program that the city council and you just talked about this week. What is that, and what are you hoping comes out of it?
Sure. So we've had a large conversation around our opiate epidemic in the city of Jackson. We entered into a national lawsuit to sue some of the drug industry manufacturers that have really accelerated the use of opiates and marketed it and really helped to drive this problem in communities like Jackson. You know, we've looked to other communities, and a lot of other communities have found needle exchange programs very successful. The data suggests that it's that to be true. And needle exchange programs are essentially, there's a exemption allowed in state law that allows cities like Jackson to designate a local agent to provide needle services. So people that are users will be able to come in, exchange their dirty needles for clean needles. And in that process, we're removing dirty needles from the street, putting clean needles out there. And in that process, building a relationship between the user and the volunteers of the harm reduction program.
You know, if you were giving me an elevator pitch about your city and when you talk to other mayors around the state or the country, how do you sum up Jackson?
Jackson's the best kept secret. You know, we had a governor from Jackson during the Civil War. His statue's out in front of the Capitol, and I make mention that every time I'm walking with someone up to the Capitol, that people just don't realize the depth that Jackson goes in our state of producing, of inventing, of all of the different things that we contribute to and have contributed to our state. You know, we've hit and struggled just like many other cities across our state with a downturn in the economy, with loss of manufacturing jobs. But we are in a process right now of reinventing ourselves. If you haven't driven downtown Jackson recently, you got to, because like we got buildings going up in the air. We got new development projects going on. We got a fresh, brand new downtown, and, you know, we're coming back. So watch out for us.
That was my conversation with Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies, and you can look for all of our Monday Mayor conversations on WKAR.org. You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region.